Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello and welcome to the Sunday special episode of the U Up Podcast. I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I am Jared Freed. Jordana, what a Merry Christmas. We're taping this ahead of time, but I'm sure you had a Merry, Merry Christmas other than having to look at everyone's horrific trees, right?
Other than that, yeah. Having to sit by and judge your trees without putting any effort or work into them or not understanding the thoughtfulness and sentimentality. Yes, I'm sure I had a lovely time. What about you? Where have you been?
I've been here, I guess. I don't know where I've been. I've been trying to put out the funnies anywhere I can. I was in St. Louis for shows. I'm sure those were great. I'm going to be in Indianapolis for shows coming up New Year's Eve as well as the weekend. So if you want to come to one of the shows, jaredfreed.com, jaredfreed.com, jaredfreed.com. What a way to ring in the new year. But I think I'm sticking it out in NYC.
I guess we'll find out. We never know where you are. You're like Santa. You're everywhere. Well, nowhere at the same time, just coming down the chimney.
I mean, my favorite night to do comedy of the year is ruined this year.
Christmas
Eve is my favorite night of the year to do stand-up comedy. And I forgot to mention this on our last episode, but I love it so much because you get to work the most. I would do like 9 sets on Christmas Eve because it's only the Jewish comics.
Wow, you're like seriously the Grinch. I love Christmas Eve because it's the time that we work the most and we get the most work done.
That's right. I'm legitimately like heartbroken because, and also like I could do all Jewish jokes. I could tell stories. There was room for me to like work on material right. that I felt safer doing because the room was a bunch of people that looked like my cousin. So it made things a little easier. Maybe I planned something last minute that I don't know about yet because we're taping ahead.
That's from the past.
Yeah. But also we love these Sunday special episodes. Let's get right to it, right?
Let's do it. All right. Hey, J&J. I love the pod and Jared, I miss getting to see your sets at the Cellar. Someone else who misses your Christmas.
Both
sets.
You and I both. Oh, I miss the Cellar so much and I'm so depressed by it. But we move on.
We move on. I have a question for you about sorry. I sounded like the worst therapist ever there. We move on.
On to bigger and better.
I have a question for you about what to do when a guy keeps contacting you, even after you lay out your standards and they say they're not ready for anything more than than casual hookups. Some background. My best friend from home wanted to set me up with her friend who I'd met in person once before. When I moved home from New York City in April and was geographically closer to him, she decided to matchmake by getting him to download Ship and then individually matched us from each other's accounts. Brilliant. I know. Great use of Ship. Love it.
It's a great use of Ship, but how do you feel about the friend?
That she was matchmaking them?
Yeah. Like, just, I think people
like,
have...
Why not just like, text her, you mean?
Well, my best friend from home wanted to set me up with her friend who I'd met in person once before. Like, if it's your best friend, like, let's talk this out. Let's game plan this. Like, I think people need to take setups very seriously. There's too many options. There's too many ways to meet people without a setup for you to not think of your, if you're looking to set someone up, do the work. Do the background, go to both parties, understand you have two people's emotions in your hands and someone's going to be maybe a little hurt, whatever, but like, and also have a reason that you're setting them up. Not because, and it's a good enough reason that you're friends with both. I think that's a good enough reason, but I think the idea of like, why didn't she just, I'm again, use Ship. Please use Ship.
But I think this is like a little bit less. She's kind of like, I actually think it's a good idea because she's not like, oh, I'm going to like really like get into like, I think I have the perfect match for you. She's just kind of like, I'm going to set it up. You guys can, then you see each other's pictures already because okay. you're matched on the app. You already can see this information. I've swiped on you, but if you guys don't take it to the next level, like that's kind of like on you. I've done like my part, but I'm not like handing out numbers and doing that thing. Like you got, this is almost like a great way to be like, here's your would be dating app profile. And I vouched for you both because like, I know you.
Okay, I'm fine with that. I was wrong, but I just
no. I mean, I get what you're saying.
Yeah. I guess the way the beginning is set up, the way the email is set up, I guess I got ahead of myself. Where she says, "What to do when a guy keeps contacting you even after you lay out your standards, and they say they're not ready for anything more than casual hookups?" And then this person went like kind of above and beyond, and it's like, I don't know. I guess I'm ahead of myself. I think that if that's the way it's being done, where that's like. Let me get you together. Here's how I do it.
Take it. You take it from here. If it seems like, you know, you don't even have to exchange numbers if this preliminary app conversation doesn't work out for you.
Okay. Let's go for it.
Whatever. We started talking, and then when I moved into my apartment in Toronto in July, where he lives, he asked if I wanted to get drinks. We had 3 dates, with the last one basically being a glorified booty call, and we hooked up on all 3. After the first date, he was being really bad at responding to my texts and would go from seeming entirely uninterested to wanting to hang out when it was convenient for him. Despite that, I still really liked him, which is rare for a commitment phobe like me. But I was getting annoyed with the consistent lack of pretty much anything on his end, so I stopped initiating conversations with him, and then I didn't hear from him for at least a month. Then on my birthday in October, he messages me saying, "Happy birthday. Sorry for being a ghost." Ghost emoji.
Ah, man, the ghost has become self-aware.
Sorry for being a dick, eggplant emoji.
Ooh, sorry for being... There should have been a voice note where he like talked like a ghost. Sorry for having sex with you and disappearing. It wasn't in the spirit of Halloween.
We talked a bit back and forth, and then I didn't hear from him again for another full month when he texted me one night out of nowhere and decided to use this as my chance to tell him that I wasn't interested in sporadic casual hookups with him. Some context here. I had COVID at the end of September. Don't worry, I'm fine. Also, he's never once commented on my Instagram. He only ever replies to my stories and DMs me. So we can read the conversation.
Yeah. Okay. You be her. I'll be him. Okay. Ready?
Ready.
He sent a picture of a kitten.
Aw.
Pretty good.
For a cat.
Decent. I'm actually allergic to cats.
Ha ha ha. Probably good you're hanging out with... You're probably good you're hanging out with one then. Laughing, crying emoji.
Rough. How's your COVID hellscape been?
Well, I'm immune now, so just letting people cough on me mostly. How about yours? It's pretty funny.
I like that. That was funny, but I guess she's matching his energy because he has given nothing.
He's very dry.
Yeah, still vulnerable, personally. I could still cough on you if requested.
I don't think that's a great idea.
Just trying to spread antibodies.
To be honest, I liked you and would have wanted to see where things went, but it seems like you're looking for something more casual, which is totally fine, but I don't think that will work for me right now.
Love that. Love that text.
Great text. Great timing.
Yeah, that's it. She did it right at the right moment, not taking it personally. So he writes, okay, you're not wrong totally. He writes, okay, you're not wrong. Totally understand. I probably could have communicated that better. I like you. I'm just not in the place right now.
All good. I pretty much got that vibe, but glad we cleared the air.
We're still good, right? I'd still like to comment cheesy stuff on your Instagram posts.
Haha, yeah, all good. Then she writes to us. That's the end of the text. She goes, basically, what I'm wondering here is why would he go out of his way to ask that? We were never friends before this, so it seems weird. Does he think if he keeps messaging me, I'll change my mind? Since then, he's still been responding to my stories on Instagram, usually just a dumb one-liner about whatever the story is. He's also moving to an apartment 2 blocks away from me in a few weeks, so I don't want to make it too awkward, but I'll likely run into him at the grocery store, coffee shop, just walking down the street, etc. But I'd rather just stop he just stopped messaging me because it's really messing with my brain. Please help.
Yeah, I love this email. I love her awareness. I get it. I get what she's saying.
50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery comes The Competition. Host Shima Oliai was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now she's returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school, get smoothing you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problems solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with code PODCAST15.
Every time he messages, she's like, well, he's cute. It's the pizza in the fridge.
Yeah.
He's making himself the pizza in the
fridge. Tempting her.
Yeah. Guys, I've said this in the podcast before. Guys don't throw away leftovers. He is reversing it. He's making himself the leftovers.
Okay. Right. So, I mean, she seems like she explicitly said, I liked you, not looking for a casual hookup. He's kind of like, you sure? You sure?
Yeah. Yeah.
You sure? Like, it's fucked up.
It's fucked up. It's one thing to come back to someone who has not said these things to you.
Right.
Like, even if someone, right? If every now and again, like, everyone has that someone in their life where every few months you kind of catch up with this person, you guys hook up, it's never really going to work out.
You reply to their story in a flirty way, sure.
Fine. Right. The minute someone says, hey, I'm not looking for casual, that's when the clock starts on you being an asshole every time you check in. So he's basically banking on, he doesn't care as much about this as you do. He doesn't, right. He's not hurt by being turned down by you because he doesn't really care about you intimately, but he thinks you're hot and he would still like to hook up every now and again. So he's going to respond, thumbs up, fire emoji to your thing. He's going to be so nice that every time he shows up, you're going to go, why, you know, anytime you're in a moment where you go, yeah, I'd like to hook up. Everyone's human. What's that?
You might be in a moment of weakness or loneliness or just wanting human connection. And like, that's why it's kind of predatory to me. Although he does at the end of this text message say, we're still good, right? He probably thinks he's like exonerated by this comment, which is, we're still good, right? I'd like to still comment cheesy stuff on your Instagram posts. And she says, ha ha ha, yeah, all good. So he probably takes that as like, all right, I asked her if I could keep doing, if I could keep tempting her. And she was like, cool. I think her text was great. I agree with you. The only thing I would do is when he said, it's easy because you want to seem friendly and not like bitter or angry, but I would have responded to that. I'd still like to comment cheesy stuff on your Instagram post with, LOL. Like, I actually rather you not.
Well, that's the point. That's what sucks. She's in a bad position. Like, this is like someone not getting the hint. Like, as much as we're explaining it very purposely, I don't think he's like, yeah, I'm just going to like wear her down and one day she'll fuck me. Like, I don't think I don't think he's thinking that way. I think he's just like, yeah, she's cool. She's hot. It was nice that we hooked up. I would do it again. And this is his kind of semi way to let her know, Not offended, still here, still think you're hot. Like,
why would he be offended? Offended that she likes him?
Well, that, like, she kind of ended the first chapter of their book. Is like, I just think he, this is predatory. I agree with you. It's not right. It's not fun for her. And the problem is they have this friend in common where it's like, this is the problem I have with, like, taking moral superiority on people. Is like, this guy could be a monster. He could be like, whoa, I was just writing nice things. I just like writing cheesy lines. It's like, and it's like, no, dude, you're an asshole. But he has this, like, he has the PR campaign is already written for him. He's always in this, like, power position of being just nice. And it's like, she has to be, and his has no vulnerability and hers does. Hers, she has to at some point, and this is the hardest advice to take, is to block him, to unfollow him, to mute him from seeing your stories, to get rid of him, and then have to deal with explaining that to someone if it comes up and just go, and she's going to have to say, you know what? He didn't want more than serious. Every time he messaged me, it made me feel cheap, as if he didn't really care enough to get to know me. He just wanted to fuck me. She has to say that.
Right. And I think that, like, she kind of already said it in a way. So, like, I don't think that that's even more vulnerable than what she already said, which is like, I liked you and we're looking for different things. And so I think the next time you could do it your way, where you just block or unfollow or mute him or whatever. Or the next time he does it, you could just say to him, like, hey, I know I said I was cool with you doing this, but actually it kind of upsets me to, like, hear from you. So I'd rather you not respond.
Yeah, but I think that's when he gets into lie mode and cleanup mode and trying to make himself the good guy mode. Oh my God, I didn't even know. I'm so sorry. Yeah, I'll never text you again. Like, that's where he turns into a bigger asshole to me. You know, like,
you're
where
giving
he's like,
him the opportunity.
You give him the opportunity to sit there and apologize. Like, I know this type. And even by his text, where Johnny Cool Guy, he couldn't even do one fucking joke. He couldn't really just be like.
She seems pretty funny, though.
I think she's great. Yeah. I'm a fan of hers. I'm not a fan of him. I think he seems like Johnny good looking who just never really breaks. To me, he seems like the type that if you make a funny joke to him and he smiles, he goes, "You got me that time." And it's like as if like that's what all jokes are to get you. Like, dude, fuck off. This is like, again, this is a move. This is, I think the part that I meant with vulnerability is she has to add another vulnerable thing of this hurts me now.
Right. Yeah.
And that sucks to be put in that position.
To have to do that again because someone like isn't being thoughtful.
Yeah.
Of your feelings.
Again, I think we gave two good ways to go. Your way is just as good enough, not better. Mine is just like, you might have to have a conversation looming around the corner from your friend. Hey, why'd you block so-and-so? Or he's like, hey, I saw I got blocked. What did I do? And you're going to have to go, yeah, just kind of, it annoys me to have you commenting on my stuff. I thought I was cool with it. I'm not. I'm kind of just looking to like back away from like us.
Right. And I mean, like, yeah, do what you have to do to protect yourself. Like,
yes.
I think at this point you've already done the nice thing.
Yeah, I agree. Well, we fixed dating again, didn't we, Jordana?
We did. Another week, another problem solved. We will see you on Wednesday for our last episode of 2020.
That's right. But share. Tell a friend, a coworker, a brother, a sister, a mama, a papa. We'll be back on Wednesday.
Bye. You Up is hosted by Jared Fried.
And Jordana Abraham. Our editor is Sean Kilby.
Social media by Dana Samuel. Artwork by Brittany Levine.
Our podcast managers are Mike Coscarelli and Sean Kilby. Be sure to follow us at UUPPod on Instagram and email your questions to UUP@Betches.com.
Betches.